Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the HSE says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this evening with high numbers of people attending who need to be admitted. At present, all escalation and surge areas are, they say, at capacity. A petition backed by a social media campaign has been launched calling for the provision of an adequately staffed retained fire service on Arranmore Island. We'll speak to Deputy Charles Ward, a native of Arranmore. A former priest is returned for trial to Derry Crown Court facing 116 sex offence charges, and an Inishowen councillor is calling for a redoubling of efforts to restore day services at Carndonagh Community Hospital. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news, and as it's a Thursday, we'll have farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. All that to follow over the course of the next 30 minutes, but we begin with a statement this evening from the HSC, which says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this evening with high numbers of people attending who need to be admitted for ongoing treatment. At present, they say all escalation and surge areas are at capacity, and people are being advised to consider alternatives, such as GPs, GP out-of-hours services and pharmacies. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Management say yesterday 175 people attended the emergency department, and as of this afternoon, there were 17 patients on trolleys in the emergency department awaiting admission. The hospital is implementing all possible measures to improve patient flow and reduce delays in the ED, and is asking the public to consider all available healthcare options before attending. Everyone who presents will be treated, with priority given to those who are seriously ill or injured. Management say all available beds in the hospital are in use and patients are facing long waiting times to be admitted from the ED to a bed on a ward. Every effort's being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home, so beds will become available for patients who need to be admitted at the earliest opportunity. As a result, they say some elective surgeries may have to be deferred, with urgent and time-sensitive procedures being prioritised. Patients will be contacted directly if their procedure is being postponed.
A petition backed by a social media campaign has been launched calling for the provision of an adequately staffed retained fire service on Arranmore Island. Campaigners say for years the local fire station had two paid retained firefighter positions, but following the recent and upcoming retirement of those firefighters, the council isn't replacing them. Now the campaigners say the fear locally is that if enough volunteers can't be recruited, then the fire service on the island could be lost. Well, among the campaign supporters is Deputy Charles Ward, a native of Arranmore. He says what's needed is five retained firefighters on the island to ensure the safety of the local community.
It's critical moving forward that we retain the firefighters, plus ideally five retained firefighters just to provide the service in Arranmore. In the summertime, there's nearly 1,500 people that are coming in, plus thousands of tourists, and a fully serviced and fully looked after emergency service is essential to us moving forward. Otherwise, when you take these services away, the services on the island, they do not normally come back. And this is why we need to retain and fight for the fire services in Arranmore Island. I've liaised with the fire services regarding this issue, and it's an issue throughout Donegal. And what we're trying to say now is that Donegal County Council have to look at this. They have to make a statement regarding this to see where we're going, because if they are going to go ahead with this, this campaign will keep on going, and if we have to go up to Dublin and get meetings with the Minister, so be it.
As we understand it, the Council's position is that it is implementing a number of changes which have been mandated from central government, but the view of the Council is that the actual service on the island will not be diminished, and the same level of service is being offered on the island as has been offered heretofore.
Well, we need to see that in writing, first of all. What we need right now, looking at the fire service in Donegal, we need retention of at least five firefighters.
And that was Deputy Charles Ward. A former priest has been returned for trial to Derry Crown Court facing 116 sex offence charges. 59-year-old Edward Gallagher, whose address was previously given as Orchard Park in Lifford, County Donegal, but is now listed as care of McGarbury Prison, appeared at a preliminary inquiry at Derry Magistrates Court today. The case will now proceed to the Crown Court. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
The alleged offences are said to have occurred on dates between June the 22nd, 2023 and April 18th, 2025. They include, among others, sexual communication with children, attempted sexual communication with children, possessing indecent images of children, and inciting children under 16 to engage in sexual activity. Defence Solicitor Derwin Harvey told the court he had gone through the charges with Gallagher and there was no need for all 116 of them to be read out in court. It was accepted, there was a case to answer, and there was no contrary submissions. Gallagher said he did not want to call any witnesses or make any statements at this stage. He was returned for trial to Derry Crown Court on a date to be fixed and remains in custody.
An Inishowen councillor is calling for a redoubling of efforts to further extend day services at Carndonagh Community Hospital and also for the provision of full-time radiography and physiotherapy services. Councillor Albert Doherty says this week's HICWA inspection report, which found the nursing home element of the campus fully compliant with all regulations, is a tribute to the commitment of the staff and the local community. He says the investment which led to that achievement should be replicated with respect to day services.
Our daycare provision must be restored. Slow but sure, we've moved from 2 to 3 days. In recent days, I've seen where X-ray services are provided excellently by someone who doesn't have a contract. And likewise, we had a physiotherapy, 2 places. One has now been vacated and that remains to be filled. And what my argument was, Donald, we seem to be having to drag everything through the mill for resources. That's an item we'll continue with.
Are these issues because of recruitment problems or is it a matter of funding?
It's my understanding that there are recruitment issues here. I've watched, heard, listened and been briefed by reports from IHA about the number of adverts, about the different media outlets where they wish to attract. But bottom line also is resources and funding from the government. Tax money that's come into the country, I think much more focus could be put on Donegal, Inishowen and service provision.
Well, following this week's positive HICWA report on the residential element of Carndonagh Community Hospital, Councillor Martin McDermott, the Laskehirlach of Inishowen MD, says staff deserve significant credit for the dedication and care they provide, which has helped make the hospital what it is today. He's now calling on the HSE to move forward with plans to extend the facility.
Staff, in particular in Carndonagh Hospital, Fionnuala and all the staff in the hospital need great credit for where they've taken the hospital to. You know, it's great for the hospital to get HICWA to give them such a good recommendation and to find that, you know, it's one of the best community hospitals, not just in Donegal, but in the country. You know, Carndonagh Hospital has great potential. It has potential to be extended. There's plenty of room on the site in Carndonagh to extend that hospital. We really need extra beds. We need about 80 extra beds in the show. Carndonagh is central.
Geoffrey Donaldson has been stripped of his knighthood. It comes after the former DUP leader was convicted of historical child sex abuse offences at Newry Crown Court last month. A notice has been published that the British King has directed the cancellation and annulment of the honour bestowed on Mr Donaldson in 2016. Police in Derry are trying to piece together how a man sustained a significant head injury. In a statement, they say at just before 6:15 this morning, the man was reported lying on the road at Benevina Gardens in the Creggan area of the city. The ambulance service transferred him to hospital. The PSNI are urging anyone that was in the area early this morning to make contact with them if they noticed anything unusual. Questions remain over the future of Donegal Town Courthouse, with concerns raised about a lack of information on its condition and reopening plans. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Jimmy Brogan, says a building condition survey has been completed, but the findings haven't been made public. He says people have been left in the dark about the facility's future. Councillor Brogan also says the transfer of court cases to Ballyshannon is having a negative impact on businesses and the wider community in Donegal Town.
The response I got didn't say very much. I'd been asking what the situation was and when the work would start and what work was needed. So basically I got a response to say that they have done a building condition survey, but they wouldn't give me any details of what work had to be done. And then they didn't give me any details on when the work would be started or if the work would be done at all. So we're just sort of left in the dark. We're not exactly sure what's going on and what will happen at the courthouse.
And what's the impact of the closure and sittings having to be heard in Ballyshannon?
People who use the courthouse or need to use the courthouse, you know, it's been inconvenient to travel to Ballyshannon. But it's not only that. You know, the courthouse brings a lot of business to Donegal Town. Any day there's a court sitting, you have a number of solicitors and judges, and you have a number of people attend the courthouse for various reasons. And then people then are buying, they're having their dinner in Donegal Town, they're using the restaurants and the pubs and shops, and they're buying bits and pieces while they're milling around Donegal Town. So just, we'd like to know what the situation is, really. If the courthouse is going to reopen, and if it's going to reopen, you know, when it'll reopen, you know, and when it'll all be started.
Almost €10 million in government funding has been announced for projects promoting peace and reconciliation across Northern Ireland. Several organisations in this region among those to benefit. They include the Playhouse in Derry, the Church's Trust, the Cathedral Youth Club, the City Centre Initiative in Derry City, and also the OMA Support and Self-Help Group. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. An independent senator is calling for the free travel scheme to be extended across the border into Northern Ireland. Senator Sharon Keoghan has urged Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cleary, to examine the introduction of a seamless All-Ireland scheme, saying separate arrangements currently exist for older people, people with disabilities and carers on either side of the border. While older people can apply for a senior pass to travel into Northern Ireland, Councillor Keoghan says the current system is a bureaucratic hoop rather than a genuine all-island approach.
Take the Northwest, for example. The city of Derry is a natural economy and transit hub for the vast majority of County Donegal. For citizens living in Donegal or Monaghan, it is frequently much faster and more practical to transit directly across Tyrone or Fermanagh to reach another part of the Republic than it is to navigate their way into Connacht. If our transport geometry is inherently cross-border, our ticketing and free travel system must be exactly the same. If this government is genuinely committed to shared island initiatives, we must move past these clunky, outdated systems.
A man's been questioned on suspicion of murder following the death of a 44-year-old man in North Belfast. Paul Macken Jr. died in hospital last evening after being assaulted at a home in Duncairn Parade on Monday. Three men were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The 41-year-old has now been arrested on suspicion of murder. A 40-year-old man and a 32-year-old have been released unconditionally. The PSNI is warning that speculation on the case is upsetting for Mr. Macken's family and could have a detrimental impact on any future criminal justice proceedings.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 5:45. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thank you, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Coleraine and Hibernian are both in action among the early games in the UEFA Conference League second round qualifying round. Coleraine are in Finland facing HJK Helsinki, and it is currently 2-0 to the home side approaching half time. Hibs have been beaten 2-0 away to Kosovan side Malasheva. Well, Derry City are back on the European trail this evening. The Candy Stripes are in Croatia for their Conference League qualifier first leg against Rijeka. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says the opposition are very much an unknown, but that the players are embracing their European journey.
But there was lots of footage of them last year and how they played and their style and formation and all that kind of stuff. Obviously with the change of manager, whether he'll play the same way or not, we don't know. We do know that they're a very good side. As we've said, they've got lots of quality in their team. But I think the big thing from our end is, I think if you ask any player, they loved every minute of the last 2 weeks. The atmosphere in Sofia, I think it was just topped off by the atmosphere at the Brandywell last Thursday night. So I think the boys are now relishing and really looking forward to getting out there.
Kickoff in that game is at 7:45, and at the same time, John Russell's first European home game as Shelburne boss sees Kalju of Estonia come to Tolka Park. Scottish side Motherwell are at home to HB Torshavn of the Faroe Islands. In transfer news, Alejandro Garnacho has completed a season-long loan move from Chelsea to Aston Villa. Garnacho's signing follows the departure of Morgan Rodgers, who went in the other direction for a record £117 million on Tuesday. And Arsenal have completed the signing of Christos Zolas from Club Bruges. The fee is reported to be in around €40 million. Zinedine Zidane is expected to be named as the next head coach of France at a news conference on Tuesday morning. The former Real Madrid boss is in line to replace Didier Deschamps, who stepped down after their semi-final exit to eventual champion Spain at the FIFA World Cup. Zidane has been out of work since leaving the Spanish giants in 2021. Liverpool boss Andoni Iraola says he's determined to keep Alisson at the club. The Brazilian goalkeeper has a year left on his contract at Anfield, but has been strongly linked with a move away this summer to Juventus. Iraola admits it's important they use the 33-year-old's experience.
Someone also in a changing room that has lost some references in terms of experience. I think it's someone that definitely will help us now in this process of adaptation of the new signings, of the new players, the young players.
Moving on to horse racing, Dylan Brown McMoneagle was in the winner's enclosure this afternoon at Leopardstown. The Letterkenny jockey was on board Green Dreamer for J.P. O'Brien. That horse went a post at 5-1. In Gaelic Games, a backcourt rule and 4 points for a goal are among the new potential rule changes being considered by the GAA's Football Expert Advisory Group. The group is currently deciding what enhancements can be made to the new football rules that were introduced in 2025. Issues with the half and full-time hooters and the possible introduction of video refereeing technology are also being looked at, according to Group Chair Kevin McStay. The build-up is continuing to Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Final, where Mayo are looking to lift the Sam Maguire for the first time in 75 years and also stop Kerry taking back-to-back titles. Andy Moran has taken the Mayo men to the first final in his first year in charge.
I just want them to embrace it and chase it and go after it and chase every ball and go after it. We know what Kerry are going to bring. It's no, you know, there's no kind of ambiguity about that now. It is what it is, and we just need to really go out and just play our game and see is the way we're going to play the match good enough to go and win it. And if it is, great. But we're not outcome focused in terms of the result. We just want to go in and play the way we want to play, and let's see is it good enough. And if it is, job, brilliant. If it's not, and we put in the fight that we think we can, we'll deal with that as well.
More than 3,000 athletes have arrived in Glasgow for the start of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. 74 nations and territories will compete for over 200 gold medals across 10 sports. The opening ceremony takes place tonight. There are 6 Northwest athletes on the Northern Irish team. Tyrone's James Gormley and Nick Griggs will go in the men's mile and 5,000 metres. Boxers Jude Gallagher and Owen Quinn from Tyrone and Derry. And in judo, Derry's Joshua Green and Tyrone's Rachel Hawkes. In golf, Padraig Harrington started his senior open defence with a first round of 70 on even par earlier. He is now 7 shots behind leader Cameron Percy. Paul McGinley is even par through his first 15 holes. In cycling, Ecuadorian cyclist Richard Carapaz was the victor on stage 18 of the Tour de France today. Today's route was a 185.2-kilometre mountainous journey from Voiron to Auxerre-Merlet with 3,900 metres of elevation. Tadej Pogacar still has the overall lead in the yellow jersey, while Ireland's Ben Healy has climbed to 58th in the general classification. Finally, tonight on The Score, we'll be catching up with soccer writer Kevin McLaughlin, who is in Croatia for Derry City's European tie. Gavin Cullen joins us for our weekly League of Ireland chat as Finn Harps head for Kerry in the First Division tomorrow night. We'll hear from Donegal man Darren McGee, who has just published a book, Imitation Games: How Gambling Hijacks Sport, which gives an informative insight into the world of online sports gambling. There'll be a preview of this weekend's National Senior Track and Field Athletic Championships for the Donegal competitors, and we'll get the thoughts of Derry boxer Conor Coyle ahead of his upcoming bout on the Zuffa boxing card in Dublin next month. I'll be back with all of that on The Score this evening between 7 and 8. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Well, it's a Thursday, which means it's time for Farming News and Views. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan. Paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
Hello and welcome along to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland with me, Chris Ashmore. There have been some big changes at Arrivo Co-op. Convoy dairy farmer Lawrence McNamee has been elected as the new vice chair. A member of the Donegal Regional Advisory Committee, he joined the Arrivo board in 2021. Meanwhile, Cathal Garvey, a dairy farmer from Mayo, has been elected as the new chair. He joined the Arrivo board in 2013 and has served as vice chair since 2020. Cathal Garvey succeeds Raymond Barlow as chair following his completion of the maximum 6-year term permitted. Earlier this year, Arrivo reported its highest ever milk intake of 544 million litres last year. The Sligo headquartered co-op, which brought on 14 new entrant milk suppliers in 2025, reported a record financial performance for the full 2025 financial year, with turnover up 12% to over 814 million and operating profit rising by almost 10% to 18.7 million euro. Revo Co-op's products include the Connacht Gold brand and also the Donegal Creamery's range. Meanwhile, Foyle Food Group Holdings has seen its turnover grow by more than 20% to over 638 million sterling last year. The company saw pre-tax profits soaring to over 20 million pounds. It employs more than 1,300 people across 8 facilities, including 5 in Northern Ireland, 1 in Donegal in Carrigans, and 2 in England. A new initiative in West Donegal is focusing on commonage farmers and to ensure future activity, particularly in upland areas. Farm Up Cuivin Bio was launched recently, and the project officer is Pádraig Gallagher. Pádraig, thanks for coming on to the programme. So maybe you can just explain a little bit about this. What is this initiative all about?
Well, the aim is to get grazing practices and some restoration alongside to address the commonages in the Knockfalla, Cortahorc, Dunleavy and Fulcara area and the surrounding areas in Donegal and the Nephin Range down in County Mayo. I suppose some of the main problems up here in Donegal would be under grazing. So we're looking to develop grazing practices that's going to suit the farmer in the area and also the hill.
An operational group has been established, so there are there has been a good expression of interest so far?
Yeah, I think it's 68 or 69 expressions of interest we have between the two counties, so it's good, but we're always looking for more. We have a good budget there at the minute, but hopefully with more expressions of interest, we'll be hoping to look for more funding for the area.
What sort of things do you hope to deliver in terms of practical actions on the ground?
Well, this project, we're pushing farmer-led, so every commonage is different. So each commonage we go to, we're going to be speaking to the farmers and listening to what they think will work and coming up with ideas from there that's going to suit both the farmer and that individual commonage. That alongside then some restoration work such as hag reprofiling and things like that.
Now, it's co-funded by the European Union and the Department of Agriculture, so it reflects the desire to make sure that there is a future for commonage farming in areas like this.
Definitely. We need to make sure that the farmers are kept alive. From the project launch, one of the farmers said that we're looking about the environment all the time, but we need to make sure we're looking about the farmer too in the area, because they're the heartbeat of these local communities.
Yeah, and obviously to keep people on the land keeps the communities going. Now tell me, the fact that there's a lot of partner organisations involved. I know the likes of the Acres Scheme, the Marine Institute, Teagasc, there's Donegal County Council, Uders na Gaeltachta, Parks and Wildlife Service and several others. So by having so many people contributing to it, that should help get a better end product.
Exactly, aye. We have a large steering group there with the main people that's on the actual steering group is local farmers in both areas, so that's to make sure that the project's heading where the farmer wants to go, and along with the help from everywhere else, especially the likes of Teagasc, and a big one, Dunleavy too, would be a lead partner, would be Cairdín na Hairigil down there as well. So we have funding there now. It's a 4-year project. We have 1.75 million at the minute, so we're looking for sites now in the area to start work.
And there was a launch recently in Dunleavy for the project here in Donegal. And what was the response? What was the feedback on the night?
Well, it was well attended. Pat the Cope Gallagher launched the project for us, and we had Councillor Michael McClafferty speaking, and it was good. Everyone's wishing us the best of luck, and they understand the importance of keeping these commonage farmers alive.
And also, Pádraig, by having an initiative like this with the budget there, the hope will be that this will secure these areas for generations to come.
That's the hope, and I suppose in the short-term future, we're hoping to improve people's acre scores and ensure there's funding there for the farmers in these areas.
And if people want to find out more about it, Pedder, what's the best way to go about it?
Well, we should have a website up and running there now at www.farmup.ie.
And that was Pedder Gallagher, who is Project Officer of FarmUp Cuivín Bio. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Martin Hayden, has announced that payments have commenced under the Fuel Income Support Scheme. The scheme is designed to support applicants for the five-month period from March to July of this year. Payment is based on the equivalent of 5 months' usage of the total litres of marked gas oil used by an applicant in 2025, multiplied by 20 cent. The minister said that over 20.7 million in payments have now started issuing to more than 29,000 farmers and contractors, and in the coming days they will see the money into their bank accounts. This is the first batch of farmers and contractors cleared for payment, and further payments will issue on an ongoing basis. The average payment for a contractor is approximately 4,000 euro in this batch of payments, with farmers receiving over 600 euro. This is Farm Safety Week, and the IFA is encouraging farmers and farming families across the country to make safety a priority. This is now the 14th year of the scheme. It's grown to be one of the farming sector's largest safety awareness campaigns and is backed by more than 500 partner organisations across the UK as well as here in Ireland. The IFA President Francie Gorman says that Farm Safety Week serves as an important reminder that every farmer has a role to play in creating a safer working environment. Now, something to just give you some advance notice of, farmers and interested parties are invited to a Farming for Nature farm walk with the Farming for Nature ambassador Seanie O'Buil at his hill farm in the Donegal Gaeltacht. Titled Farming for Nature on Upland and Coastal Land, the walk takes place on Saturday, the 1st of August, from 2 o'clock to 4:30 p.m. and will showcase how traditional farming practices continue to support biodiversity in this distinctive landscape. Visitors will hear how Seanie manages his cattle and sheep across coastal grasslands, commonage and species-rich habitats while working in harmony with the natural environment. Attendees will gain practical insights into farming in a high nature value landscape and the role family farms play in conserving Ireland's natural and cultural heritage. Now, advance booking is essential. Tickets are 12 euro. So if you go to farmingfornature.ie in the events section, you will find more details there. And just before we go, the Manor Hamilton Agricultural Show is on this coming Saturday, while Saturday the 1st of August is the date for the Grange North Sligo Agricultural Show. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views. As always, thanks for tuning in. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrenan. Paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
Looking at the weather forecast, largely cloudy but dry this evening. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with patches of drizzle, lows temperatures 12 to 15 degrees Celsius, light variable winds. Tomorrow, Friday, we can expect a mostly cloudy start with some patches of drizzle. Some sunny spells developing over the course of the afternoon. They'll become hazy by evening. Top temperature 17 to 23 degrees Celsius. Coolest in the northwest with a light to moderate west to northwest breeze. The main stories in brief. The HSE says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy this evening with high numbers attending the department who need to be admitted for ongoing treatment. At present, all escalation and surge areas are at capacity. People are being asked to consider all alternatives such as GPs, GP out-of-hour services and pharmacists. A petition backed by a social media campaign has been launched for the provision of an adequately staffed retained fire service on Arranmore Island. Former priest Edward Gallagher has been returned for trial to Derry Crown Court facing 116 sex offence charges. And an Inishowen councillor is calling for a redoubling of efforts to further extend day services at Carndonagh Community Hospital and also for the provision of full-time radiography and physiotherapy services there. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. the evicted notices for this Thursday, the 23rd of July. The death has taken place of Stuart Matson, Ballyscanlan, Kilmacrenan. Reposing at Eternal Light Funeral Home, Carnamugga Letterkenny today, with removal at 6 o'clock to his home. Wake there tomorrow and Saturday from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Funeral service on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Milford Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, this evening and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cree Heart and Stroke Foundation, County Galway, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Desi Stewart, Glasgow, formerly of Curramone, Ballybuffet. The burial of Desi's ashes will take place on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the churchyard at the Church of Ireland, Stranorder. The death has occurred of Catherine Katie McCarran, née Boyle, Croke Ross, Port Salon, Fannad. Katie's remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Fanavolti, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The Requiem Mass will be recorded and available to view on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page tomorrow afternoon. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night at the Silver Tassie Letterkenny this Saturday, July 25th in aid of Bumbulance. Featuring comedy legend Mae McFetridge, with the only appearance in the Northwest from 9 p.m. Followed by live music from Claudia Buckley and Band and David James and Band. Free admission with donations welcome for Bumbulance. This ad is sponsored by Arena 7.